Ash and Pikachu have traveled to the Paldea region to discover what it truly means to be a Pokemon Master. After catching Charcadet and beating Star Boss Atticus, we now explore what if Ash evolved Nimble in my Scarlet and Violet anime series.
Won't evolve until we find something to check on.
Episode 32. Ash, Nimona, Arvin, and Penny have arrived in Artisan. Ash plans to challenge Brassius for a gym inspection battle, and help Arvin investigate rumors of a nearby Titan Pokemon. On top of that, Penny's intel suggests that Team Star's Shadow Squad has been spotted in this area, aligning everyone's goals perfectly. Nimona, who's thrilled to see Ash battle again, leads the group to the gym. Along the way, they notice Brassius' sculptures displayed across town, but many have been vandalized. Penny confirms that this is the work of the Shadow Squad. At the gym, Nimona introduces Ash to Brassius, but the usually passionate artist is deeply depressed. Team Star have ruined his art pieces, leaving him unmotivated to create or battle. Brassius declines Ash's challenge, and avoids answering Arvin's questions about the Titan Pokemon. Nimona grows worried, realizing if Gita finds out that Brassius is neglecting his duties, he could lose his position as gym leader. She proposes a plan to cheer him up by gathering all the Sunflora in town to create an artistic display. The group run around town and try their best at gathering the Sunflora, with a slew of wacky moments happening in the process. And after a fun montage of collecting them all, they present their work to Brassius, lifting his spirits. Nimona then suggests a fruitful battle between her and Ash to really ignite his passion. Ash eagerly agrees. Ash and Nimona have a one-on-one battle, and it's Nimble versus Dartrix. Nimona suggests Ash should practice battling against grass types if he wants to challenge Brassius. Ash begins by having Nimble hop around to confuse Dartrix before landing a tackle. Dartrix counters with Razor Leaf, grazing Nimble. Ash then orders Bug Bite, but Nimona uses Shadow Sneak, letting Dartrix strike first. Even so, Nimble hangs on and lands his attack. Dartrix retaliates with Leaf Blade, but Nimble counters with Double Kick, canceling out the attack. Nimona then ups the pace with Brave Bird, and although Nimble tries to slow it down with Bug Buzz, it's not enough. Severely weakened, Ash thinks Nimble is down, but refuses to give up and evolves into Low Kicks. With its newfound strength, Low Kicks learns Throat Chop, impressing Ash. Nimona gets even more excited, but their battle is interrupted by Brassius. Inspired by Low Kick's determination, Brassius declares his artistic spirit is restored and accepts Ash's inspection challenge. Arvin takes a chance to ask about the Titan Pokemon, and Brassius confirms its existence, but insists the challenge comes first. The episode ends with Zerk and Anya secretly watching Ash from the shadows. Episode 33. Ash's inspection battle against Brassius is about to begin, and Nimona is excited to watch. The rules are a best of three, unrestricted battle, with two wins deciding the victor. The first round is Pikachu versus Arbolivia. Arbolivia starts with Leech Seed, but Pikachu dodges with Quick Attack and lands a hit. This activates Arbolivia's Seed Sower ability, creating grassy terrain. Pikachu tries Thunderbolt, but Arbolivia blocks it with Protect. Ash then uses Iron Tail, landing a hit, but Arbolivia counters with Leech Seed. Pikachu strikes back with a strong Thunderbolt, but the healing from Leech Seed and grassy terrain keeps Arbolivia in the fight. Brassius uses Terrain Pulse to knock Pikachu back, slowly wearing him down. Realizing he needs to finish this quick, Ash has Pikachu use Quick Attack, but Arbolivia blocks with Protect. Ash predicted this though, and follows up with Electroweb as Protect fades. Arbolivia tries to break free with Terrain Pulse, while Pikachu uses Thunderbolt. The attacks collide, but in the end, Arbolivia faints, winning Ash the round. Brassius is amazed, calling Ash's strategy avant-garde. For round 2, it's Charlos versus Bramblegast. Bramblegast starts with Spikes, while Charlos traps it with Fire Spin. As the Spikes hurt Charlos, Bramblegast escapes with Phantom Force, and lands a hit. Charlos counters with Clear Smog, but Bramblegast dodges and uses Strength Sap to heal. Brassius then adds more spikes, but Charlos destroys them with Fire Spin. While Charlos is distracted though, Bramblegast drains more strength with Strength Sap. Ash commands Charlos to use Fire Spin on itself, causing both Pokemon to take damage. Bramblegast escapes with Phantom Force, however, and uses Shadow Ball to finish off Charlos. Brassius wins round 2, and Ash thanks Charlos for his efforts. The final round is Low Kicks versus Sudowoodo, and Brassius is eager for this matchup. Low Kicks begins with Double Kick, using his third set of legs to boost its speed and strength, doing massive damage to Sudowoodo. Ash is amazed, and learns through his Pokedex that this is Low Kicks' showdown mode. Brassius counters with Stone Edge, but Low Kick swiftly dodges for another Double Kick. Brassius terrestrializes Sudowoodo into a grass type, however, allowing it to better resist the attack. Sudowoodo then uses Fire Punch, knocking Low Kicks back. Ash commands another double kick, but low kicks is in serious pain now. Showdown mode begins to take a toll on its body, forcing it to slow down. Brassius takes advantage of this chance and lands Trailblaze, boosting Sudowoodo's speed. Ash realizes he has to be more careful while using Showdown mode, so he attacks in a different way with Throat Chop. Sudowoodo outspeeds, however, and uses Stone Edge. Ash tries to keep Sudowoodo at a distance with Bug Buzz, but it powers through with Trailblaze again. Ash decides to take a risk, and Terrastalizes Low Kicks into a Fighting type. Sudowoodo uses Stone Edge, while Low Kicks powers through the pain of Showdown mode and uses Double Kick. The first kick shatters the Stone Edge, and the second one lands a final blow, defeating Sudowoodo. Ash wins the battle. Low Kicks collapses from exhaustion, and Ash thanks him for giving it everything he had, noting they need more training to master Showdown mode. Brassius praises Ash's skills and teamwork, inspired to create a new art piece based on the Titan Pokemon. Arvin is thrilled, and eager to learn more about the Titan. Episode 34. As Brassius works on his Titan-inspired sculpture, Nimona shares Ash's victory with Liko, Roy, and Dot. Ash's win inspires them, especially Liko, who is eager to train for her rematch against Tulip. She wishes Ash and Nimona were still at the academy to help, sparking an idea in Nimona. What if she started a Pokemon Battle Club to help students grow stronger? The group loves the idea, and Nimona promises to pitch the idea to Clavel when she returns. Until then, they'll need someone else to help them train. Liko suggests Amethio, who recently helped her regain her confidence. Dot declines, however, as she needs to finish a video before her uncle visits. Liko and Roy find Amethio at the library, and ask him to help them train. He brushes them off, but Liko firmly states that she wants to connect with Rikatito better, just as he suggested before. Surprised, Amethio agrees, but warns them not to waste his time. To assess their skills, Amethio has Liko and Roy battle. Fococo and Roy harmonize through singing, which gives them the edge, while Liko and Sprigatito struggle. Amethio gives feedback, stating Liko's hesitation disrupts Sprigatito's rhythm. He also encourages Roy to lean into Fococo's singing talent. Roy continues Fococo's melody with its attack, learning disarming voice. Meanwhile, Liko grows frustrated with her inability to match Roy's energy. Amethio reminds her that Sprigatito reflects her emotions, and tells her to focus on understanding her partner. Inspired, Liko acts to battle Amethio for a challenge. They face off, with Sprigatito and Duwak. Sprigatito struggles at first, but Liko quickly begins to trust her partner more. Amethio puts up a tough fight, but Liko begins to understand Sprigatito's feelings, helping her learn Energy Ball. Amethio ends the match, acknowledging their growth. Liko then realizes understanding Sprigatito's feelings was the key, and thanks Amethio for his help. Amethio admits that although he didn't want to help, he sees potential with Liko and Roy. He notes how Liko's charm resonated with her emotions, showing how useful her feelings can be in battle. Because of that, he'll be keeping an eye on her, to see what else she can do. As he leaves, Liko smiles, feeling a spark of admiration for Amethio's quiet kindness. Back at Artisan, Brassius unveils his new sculpture, Guardian of the Stony Cliff, inspired by Titan Cloth. Arvin is intrigued, and Brassius shares the location of its sighting. As the group prepares to find the Titan, Mela, the Shedder Squad star boss, arrives to apologize for her squad's vandalism. She explains that they did it to get recognition, but acknowledges that it was wrong. Brassius accepts her apology, appreciating her growing respect for art. As Mela leaves, the group are surprised to see that she has a compassionate side. Suddenly, Charles comes out on his own and runs after Mela. Ash is confused, and he follows behind, delaying the group's Titan plans, which upsets Arvin. Episode 35. Mela returns to the Shedder Squad base, preparing for Ash's arrival. Clive, already there, is intrigued to see Charlos enter alone. Soon after, Ash and his friends arrive, surprised that Clive is already there. Nimona and Arvin are confused by this old guy, but Penny introduces him as a member of Operation Starfall. Clive says Cassiopeia informed him that they would be taking on the Shedder Squad. He also shares that Jessalyn and Jamie won't be joining them this time, as they're busy turning the Navi Squad into a star training center. Ash is worried about Charlos' behavior, fearing he might do something reckless. Suddenly, the group hears a commotion from inside the base. They realize Charlos has already started the Star Barrage on his own. Penny shares her intel, revealing that the Shedder Squad uses Fire-type Pokemon. With this knowledge, the group gets ready to take on the base. As Ash and his friends battle through the Star Barrage, Ash notices it feels easier than usual. That's because Charlos has already beaten many grunts, using all of his strength to reach Mela. When Mela steps out to confront the commotion, she freezes, as she recognizes Charlos. The group catches up, surprised by Charlos' joyful reaction to seeing Mela. Ash and Mela question each other about their connection to Charlos. When Ash reveals that he's Charlos' trainer, Mela becomes visibly jealous, but after seeing the trust between them, she reluctantly shares her past. At the academy, Mello was a cheerful student with a close bond to Charlo's. They battled and played together every day. She would get bullied over her cute looks and personality, but Charlo's was always there to cheer her up. One day in art class, however, Mello made a friendship bracelet for Charlo's, but her bullies destroyed it before she could give it to him. This broke her spirit. Determined to change, Mello joined Team Star and adopted a tough new persona to intimidate her bullies. However, she slowly neglected Charlo's, eventually leaving him behind, thinking it was best for both of them. Ash is stunned, realizing Mello was the trainer Charlo's bonded with. Clive explains how Charlo's was heartbroken after Mello left, losing all motivation until Ash helped him reignite his spirit. Mello brushes this off with a tough act, but grows jealous of Ash's bond with Charlo's. She taunts Ash, questioning his worth as Charlo's trainer. This angers Charlo's, making it clear that he now wants to battle. Ash steps in, determined to prove his bond with Charlo's. Though hesitant, Mello agrees, hiding her true emotions behind her duty as a Team Star boss. The episode ends with Ash, Charlo's, and Mello stepping onto the battlefield, with the tension between them at its peak. Episode 36. While Ash and Charlo's are confident, Mello seems conflicted and sends out Salazzle. Charlo starts with Fire Spin, but Salazzle dodges and counters with Sand Attack. Charlo leaps into the air to avoid the attack, but Salazzle uses Incinerate, knocking Charlo to the ground. Charlo follows with Clear Smog, clearing the sand. Ash then commands another Fire Spin, trapping Salazzle in a vortex. Salazzle retaliates with Incinerate, knocking Charlo down. Mello hesitates as she wants to battle for Team Star, but doesn't want to hurt her friend. Ash notices and says they want to be taken serious, as Charlo's uses Nightshade. Mello responds by commanding Salazzle's Gunk Shot, but Ash uses Clear Smog to counter it. Mello commands one final Dragon Pulse, while Ash commands Fire Spin, and as both moves collide, Charlo's learns Flamethrower to defeat Salazzle. Impressed by Charlo's resolve, Mello sends out the Shitter Squad Starmobile, and vows not to hold back anymore. Revavroom uses Blazing Torque, knocking back Charlo's, but he hangs on and counters with Flamethrower. Revavroom's speed boost ability kicks in as it uses Screech to lower Charlo's defense. Charlo's responds with Nightshade, but Revavroom dodges and uses Swift. Using Clear Smog, Charlo's limits Revavroom's speed boost. Mello then retaliates with a devastating overheat, leaving Charlo's barely standing. With Charlo's severely weakened, Ash considers switching, but Charlo's is determined to win and chooses to stay in. Suddenly, Charlo's eyes glow a fiery blue, intensifying his flames as he uses a powerful flamethrower, before his eyes go back to normal. Ash is shocked, while Mello is in awe of Charlo's resolve. Ash then decides it's time to terrestrialize. Revavroom uses Blazing Torque, but Ash has Charlo's use flamethrower on the ground to dodge. Revavroom then prepares to use Swift, but Ash makes Charlo's use a spinning fire spin, creating a counter shield that traps Revavroom. Ash and Mello then prepare for a final clash, Revavroom's overheat versus Charlo's flamethrower. Both attacks collide, but thanks to Charlo's Terra Boost, Flamethrower overpowers to defeat Revavroom. Mello is defeated. As Charlo's collapses from exhaustion, Ash thanks him for his hard work. Mello accepts defeat, her facade breaking as she apologizes to Charlo's for neglecting him, and acknowledges his strength with Ash. Charlo's forgives her, and Mello regains her composure, telling Ash to never let Charlo's lose. Ash promises, and invites Mello to visit Charlo's anytime, making them both happy. Clive continues to understand Team Star better. He initially thought that the Starmobiles were for an attack on the school, but Mello reveals that they were created for Operation Star. She says they wouldn't understand, but for her and Team Star, it's a cherished memory that they will always treasure, leaving Clive intrigued. With the Shutter Squad defeated, Clive and Mello return to the academy. Ash apologizes to Arvin for the delay, but they can finally make their way towards the next Herba Mystica. The group rides Caridon to go face the Titan, unaware that Zerk and Anya follow closely behind, waiting for this exact moment. Episode 37. After healing at the Pokemon Center, the group have begun their search for the Stony Cliff Titan. At first, nothing seems unusual until Nimona notices the cliffs moving. It's Titan Cloth! Arvin has Quaxley use Water Gun, demanding Cloth to show them the Herba Mystica. Cloth uses Rock Slide, however, Arvin notices a wild Knackley in its path, and quickly saves it. Cloth tries to flee, but the group chases after it. Arvin has Smoliv use Sweet Scent to slow it down, while Quaxley attacks again. As a group prepares to join the battle, Coridon gets trapped. Zerg and Anya have arrived. The group battles the explorers to free Coridon, and Arvin hesitates as Cloth begins to get away. He decides to help, and with the group's combined strength, the explorers are defeated. Zerg and Anya retreat, vowing to come back for Coridon. The group is relieved, however, Cloth has escaped during the commotion. This causes Arvin to lash out, frustrated about the constant delays. The group is taken aback, with Ash trying to reassure him, but Arvin storms off in anger. Later that night, the group sets up camp in a cave. Arvin returns and apologizes for his outburst, admitting his friends didn't know how serious things are. The group forgives him, but Penny asks why the Herba Mystica is so important to him. Arvin takes a deep breath, and as he begins to share his story, Nakali quietly listens from the cave's entrance. Arvin reveals his first partner, Mabostith. Growing up, Mabostith was Arvin's only companion, as his parents were too busy with their research to care for him. Left alone, Arvin developed a passion for cooking, with Mabostith's favorite meal being sandwiches. One day, Arvin was fed up with his parents' absence, so he went into Area Zero to bring them home. There, he was attacked by a terrifying mechanical serpent-like creature that gravely injured Mabostith. Since then, Mabostith has struggled to recover. Arvin has tried everything, potions, Pokemon centers, countless remedies, but nothing has worked. His last hope is in the Herba Mystica, described in his mother's Scarlet Book. He explains its miraculous healing properties, and how consuming all five can heal any ailment, which is why he needs to find them all. Deeply moved, Ash, Nimona, and Penny finally understand and vow to help Arvin and Mabostith. Suddenly, a swarm of ghastly attacks, attracted by the campfire. Inspired by Arvin's story, Nakali jumps in to protect the group, resisting thanks to his purifying salt ability, and then fends them off with Rock Throw. Before the group can thank it, Nakali nervously flees. Soon after, as the group prepares to rest, Arvin reflects on Nakali's bravery, wondering if he'll return. Outside the cave though, Nakali quietly watches them before going off. Meanwhile, Zerg and Anya contact their superior, requesting their help. With Titan Cloth in their sights, they patiently wait for the return of Ash and his friends. Episode 38. It's a new day, and the group sets off to find Titan Cloth. Meanwhile, we focus on Team Rocket, who have arrived at the abandoned Shedder Squad base. Jesse, James, and Meowth are proud of their Paldean progress. They've kept the second base operational to avoid suspicion, they've converted the Navi base into a Pokemon storage facility, and now they're planning to turn the Shedder base into a Team Rocket training facility. Eager to impress Giovanni, they contact him with an update. Giovanni is pleased with their initiative, and promises to send reinforcements to strengthen their operations. However, he warns them to keep delivering results or face consequences. Determined to prove themselves, the trio vows to make Team Rocket the most powerful force in Paldea. While organizing the base, James finds an old map labeled Mela's Treasure. Meowth suggests it could be something valuable for Giovanni. Excited, Team Rocket begin their search, but some Shredder Squad grunts return, looking for the map. Thinking quickly, the trio uses their student disguises, claiming they came here because they want to join Team Star. The grunts are skeptical, especially since their base has been disbanded, but then challenge Jesselyn and Jamie when they spot them holding the map. Jesselyn and Jamie send out Tinkatink and Capsikid, with Capsikid biting James before the battle. Though Tinkatink is a crybaby, she holds her own. Meanwhile, Capsikid struggles against the fire-type Pokemon, prompting Jesse to call it a weak link. James defends Capsikid though, saying he just needs a chance to prove himself. Inspired by James's encouragement, Capsikid learns Seed Bomb, surprising everyone. With its new move, the duo defeats the grunts, who flee the base. After the battle, James praises Capsikid for its growth, earning another affectionate bite. Following the map, the trio finds Mela's treasure, a Firestone. Jesse speculates that Mela saved it for her Pokemon, but James gets nostalgic, thinking this would be perfect for his childhood partner Growly. This has him quietly reflecting on his past, and wondering if there's more to his life than serving Giovanni. In honor of Growly, James promises to save the Firestone for a worthy Pokemon. As the trio continues to improve the base, we focus back on Ash and his friends. They close in on Titan Cloth's location, while Zerg and Anya reunite with their superior, the Secret Explorer. With their help, they plan to finally overpower Ash's group and capture Coridon by force. Episode 39. Ash and his friends reach Titan Cloth's new location, determined to get the Herba Mystica. Just as they prepare to battle, Cloth escapes again. Before they can give chase, Zerg and Anya ambush them, demanding Koridon. Realizing the importance of the Yerba Mystica now, Nemona and Penny volunteer to hold off the explorers, allowing Ash and Arvin to pursue Cloth. Arvin thanks them before the two set off. As Ash and Arvin close in on Cloth, they're stopped again by the explorer's Ceruledge. Recognizing the threat, Ash decides to stay behind with Koridon, reassuring Arvin that the explorers aren't after him, and emphasizes Mabostiff's need for the Yerba Mystica. Arvin agrees, and makes his way towards Cloth alone. Ash battles Ceruledge with low kicks, surprising the secret explorer, but he terrestrializes low kicks to remove his fire-type weakness. As Arvin reaches Cloth, it consumes the Yerba Mystica, powering up for battle. With Smoliv and Quaxly, Arvin lands Sweet Sense and Water Gun, but Cloth retaliates with Vice Grip. Smoliv uses Leech Seed, while Quaxly uses Low Kick, but Cloth's flinching Rock Slide, followed by Metal Claw, defeats Smoliv and weakens Quaxly. Arvin is about to lose. Ash and Low Kicks battle fiercely against Ceruledge. Low Kicks lands Throat Chop, but Ceruledge recovers with Bitter Blade. Using a Showdown Mode Double Kick on the ground, Low Kicks creates a Dust Cloud to mess with Ceruledge's vision, but it counters with Phantom Force for a devastating blow. Though weakened, Low Kicks refuses to give up. Meanwhile, Arvin faces Cloth's final attack. Just before Metal Claw strikes, however, Nackley appears with Smackdown, saving the day. Nackley's Mud Shot slows Cloth down, allowing Quaxly's Low Kick to turn the tide. Cloth uses Rock Slide on Arvin, but Nackley's Headbutt gets him out of the way. Though hurt, Arvin gets an idea. He attacks the cliff from behind to trigger a Rock Slide, defeating Cloth. Victorious, Arvin secures the Yerba Mystica, while Nemona and Penny also defeat the explorers. Back to Ash, Low Kicks lands Bug Buzz, but it's nearly defeated by Ceruledge's Bitter Blade. Ceruledge then aims for Koridon, but Pikachu counters with Iron Tail. Arvin then arrives, riding the subdued Cloth and using the Yerba Mystica to make him attack Ceruledge. With Zerg and Anya defeated and Cloth being a wild card now, the secret explorer decides to retreat. Nemona and Penny then arrive to properly finish off Cloth. Back at the cave camp, Arvin makes sandwiches with the sweet Yerba Mystica, feeding one to Mabostiff, who opens his eyes for the first time, making Arvin emotional. The group is relieved. Nackley then returns, showing its interest, so Arvin properly thanks it by officially catching it. As the group celebrates, Koridon eats Ash's sandwich, causing it to power up. It shows off its new ability to swim by jumping in the river. And after lunch, the group all ride Koridon to return to the academy. Later, the explorers regroup, as Zerk and Anya apologize for their failure. Their superior warns them not to let Hamber know about this. He orders them to get stronger while he resumes his mission of observing Liko's charm. As the explorers part ways, the secret explorer steps out of the shadows, revealing his true identity, Amethio. Back at the academy, as Arvin recounts their adventures, Liko excitedly invites Amethio to listen, unaware of his true allegiance to the explorers.